Our guest is the director of research operations at Loretto Hospital, organized that vaccination administration. Doctor, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you.
Congratulations. You got Lori Lightfoot to do something I haven't seen her do in a very long time, and that is smile.
Yeah, we were all very excited. And even though we couldn't see her face through the mask most of the time, we all were very excited that we were able to vaccinate the first people here in Chicago.
Dr. Arwady said, this is what I wanted for Christmas. And I almost brought tears to my eyes. I thought, what a nice gesture. What a good thought.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what do you do, doctor? What's your role typically at Loretto?
So my role is to run our research programs. One of the things that the leadership at Loretto decided when they started managing the hospital about 3 years back was to provide many different opportunities for healthcare to residents of the Austin and West Side of Chicago communities. And that involves things like medical education and medical research. So now that we've all seen clinical trials and what they mean for getting new drugs and new vaccines to people, the requirement of running clinical trials. We run them at Loretto Hospital, and we're very proud of the fact that over the last 3 years, we've provided many opportunities for people to get free access to health care, free medication, and really top care by physicians for treatment.
When did you find out that you would be one of the first locations for the vaccine?
It was really just a couple days ago. It was quite last minute, and we were very honored to be selected as providing the first vaccinations.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it? I mean, the Austin neighborhood is African-American. It's a community that has maybe been a little leery about taking the vaccine. So I think it's an appropriate gesture as well as a bona fide need for the doctors that are there.
It absolutely is appropriate, as you said. Not only has the Austin community been very hard hit with the number of COVID virus infections in the last 6-7 months, but in addition, Loretto Hospital has taken a leadership role in providing free on-site testing, which we were the first site in Chicago to provide that back, I believe, in late March, early April. And to date, we've tested over 19,000 people and provided their COVID tests to them. In addition to the fact we are running treatment trials. So we're running clinical trials for those who are infected with the COVID virus to ensure that a sufficient cure is available. And we will be running vaccine trials for additional vaccines that are coming up in the next couple months. So we were very fortunate to also be selected to provide the first vaccinations for the city.
Is there an infection rate for that neighborhood? Do you we hear numbers like 6-7%. It was, now we were over 10. Now we're about 10, I think, for the state. What is it in the Austin community?
You know, the number is changing, and I don't have an updated number. I think it is really a lot higher than that. And we constantly are looking at the infection rate and looking at the number of people that are exposed, the risk factors. I would say it's probably, a good double that. It's quite high.
Yeah, no kidding. So how many then doses do you have? How many vaccine units do you have there?
Well, very few right now. I mean, the city of Chicago was allocated about 23,000 doses in total, but that's coming in phases this week. We dosed five people today, which we're very happy and fortunate to do, and we are going to be receiving additional in the next few days. But to start off with, we have a very small number and looking to get many more.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, well, that does make it ceremonial. That is, it's not, you don't have a regular line moving there, but those were real doses given to real frontline workers, right?
Absolutely. And it was very much an honor to see, our staff members who are on the ground every day treating patients and being at risk for the virus to be the ones to receive the first dose. And they were administered by many of our staff as well. So it was a really wonderful occasion to see everyone involved.
Are there members of your team there, the staff or faculty, whatever their occupation is at Loretto, who are apprehensive about taking the vaccine?
Absolutely. And this is something that actually came up quite a bit in today's press conference, that The Black and Latinx communities have historically been very apprehensive about the clinical trials and vaccinations. And so even within the hospital and to our community, we have really taken a focus of education, making sure that we answer questions as they're asked. Our CEO, George Miller, was on a radio program a couple days ago, where he was, really answering a lot of very tough questions from community members who still do bring up clinical trials where the community has in most recent memory of being taken advantage of.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was just about to go there. I mean, I wonder if the apprehension is, say, the community in the Austin neighborhood or the South Side, if it's that they don't trust the science or they don't trust the scientists. They don't trust, you know, a bureaucracy that previously used them as guinea pigs.
It absolutely is the latter, I think. It starts off with they don't trust the individuals that are doing a lot of this work. And it really stems from the fact that, research and clinical trials are never really provided to residents of many communities within Chicago. I mean, the vast majority of work is done downtown. And downtown is really perceived as kind of off limits in many respects. Our CEO often uses the data to say that the life expectancy from downtown Chicago to the Austin community decreases by 20 years. And that glaring number is due to a number of factors, which include the lack of access to health care. So absolutely, I think, if you explain the science to people, they believe and they change their perspective. But it's really that apprehension with respect to the whole process.
Can somebody refuse the vaccine if they don't want to take it?
Yes, they can. I mean, absolutely, this is an individual's decision, and we do our best to provide the information and the opportunity to get the vaccine, but it is each person's decision.
And I'm asking about the healthcare workers too there. I presume the answer is the same then?
It basically is. I mean, absolutely, we want everyone to take it, but we have to respect the decisions of everyone regarding, their own health and their own rationale for what they decide to do.
Even if it's irrational. And I think we run into that when we talk about the schools, right? I mean, you cannot attend a public school if you don't take certain shots. Do you have an opinion about should we make at some point going back to public schools that you would have to have the vaccine first?
Well, my honest opinion from a healthcare perspective is, vaccinations are critically important. But it is also important to understand each person's health and each person's, ability to take the vaccine based on what their situation is. I know with the analogy of the schools is often brought up, and obviously if children in close proximity and you have a lot of additional risk there. But it is something that is being discussed and did come up in the press conference today as well.
Yeah. Maybe the difference, though, is like if it's the measles, the mumps, rubella stuff that we get vaccinated for typically now. The science is out on that. We know what the side effects are. We know what we're dealing with. Here, while we're very, very confident of its efficacy and the lack of serious side effects, we really don't know everything. So maybe if a parent or a healthcare worker doesn't want them or their kid to get the vaccine, maybe that's a little bit different. When we talked to Dr. Del Rios, who was one of the doctors that got the vaccine this morning, she reminded us that you will still wear a mask and probably a shield if you're a healthcare worker, even after you've been vaccinated. Is that the way you all will operate at Loretto?
That is absolutely correct. There's still information that we do not know. We don't know if someone who has been infected or has been vaccinated can still transmit the virus. We don't know a lot. And so it is critically important that everyone continues to wear a mask, socially distant, don't gather in big gatherings. It is critical that we continue to do that. And this will continue for a while. We would estimate before all vaccinations can be available to everyone could still be another 6 to 8 months at least. And so we need to really be vigilant and be patient and continue to be cautious.
Dr. Ahmed, that was the very I was disappointed when I heard that today. They said that getting the vaccine doesn't mean that you don't wear a mask. You'll still need to wear the mask. And I thought, oh, I want, I do not want to wear the mask, doctor. I am tired of that thing. I want to get the vaccine so I don't have to wear that damn thing anymore.
We all do feel that way, absolutely. But we all also understand how critically important it is not to let our guard down, to continue to be safe and cautious and don't risk others, especially when we are in a position where we've had the vaccine, but we have to think of others, we have to think of our community and those we love and care about and work with. So hopefully we will all get through this together. It will take time, but I think everyone can actually be hopeful with the fact that we are, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. As again was mentioned today, we're in the tunnel still. We have a ways to go, but the end is approaching. So just continue to be vigilant.
Dr. Ahmed is the Director of Research Operations at Loretto Hospital on the west side. Is that right off the Eisenhower? Do I see that when I'm going in or out on 290?
It is absolutely, yes. It's right on Central Avenue and I-290. You can't miss it. It's kind of approaching a turn. So on the highway, everyone gets a chance to see it. And we're very proud to serve the community in Austin and looking forward to additional great things with the research work we're doing on future clinical trials as well as some vaccine trials we have coming up.
So as you drive by, wave and a salute. No good stuff is going on there. And here's one of the voices from inside Loretto. We salute you, doctor. Well done. Congratulations. Let's keep going forward.
Thank you, sir. And we thank you for the discussion. Look forward to speaking with you again.
Yeah, let's do that.